Richardson, the running back. They give it to him over the right side. Dives. He's in. Touchdown. Trent Richardson.
Weaver looking right corner of the end zone. Throws. Touchdown. Jordan Cameron. What a beautiful throw.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Sweep the throw. He's going to go long. Looking long for Gordon. He's out there. He's got it. 10-5. Touchdown. No doubt about it.
And now, here are your hosts, Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagora.
A very happy football Monday to you. We will get the week kicked off in style as we get you prepped for the Browns' third preseason game. That's coming up Saturday at Indianapolis, their first road trip. Nathan Zagora still on vacation today. He will check in by phone, but joining me in studio, very pleased to have the voice of the Browns with us, Jim Donovan. Jimmy, how was your weekend, man?
It was terrific, Vic, and I always enjoy doing the show when the team is undefeated.
It makes it a little easier.
I was trying to think. Very, very easy to come in here and do the show that way.
Trying to think of the last time we ever had that opportunity in the last couple of years.
I think Groza hit a 41-yard field goal. When we did that.
I think so, in a previous life.
Right.
So Jim Donovan is here. You're going to hear from Terry Pluto, a columnist, fine sports columnist for the Cleveland Plain Dealer in hour number two. We'll hear from him around 2:15. And then around 2:30, the defensive line coach for the Browns, Joe Cullen. Lots to talk about with him because that group's played well.
Oh, they have played really well. They have been, I think, a ton of fun to watch. I had a great time just watching them, and it was easy to watch them last Thursday night because they were all so active. I mean, they really were. Taylor was playing great. Ruben always plays great. I just thought they were a lot of fun, and I don't even think they've started to show you what they've got or what they're going to do.
Yeah, this is unschemed stuff. This is basic stuff, and they're just winning a lot of physical battles because they've got big guys who are quick, big guys who can run,
right,
as Ray Horton likes to say, and make plays.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, these are just physical battles that they are winning at the line of scrimmage. Now, when they start playing games and doing things like that and scheming much more and certainly get ready for Miami on September 8th, I think you'll even see more activity and some more good things, and they'll be very disruptive. And you'll see those linebackers play well because of what's going on in front of them.
No doubt. Gerard Cherry, by the way, was going to be with us around 1:40 p.m. He'll do his regular thing and check in, and we'll I know he'll have some thoughts about this defense as well. Let's also talk about the offense, and let's talk specifically about Brandon Whedon. What's interesting is that you tune into a lot of the national programming now, NFL Network on TV, Sirius XM NFL Radio. You're hearing a lot of run for this Browns team in general, but specifically people are having some good things to say. They're noticing Brandon Whedon's play in these first two games. No interceptions and really solid stuff all the way around.
Six drives, five scores. I mean, no interceptions, as you said. Nothing really even close to being an interception. I mean, really good stuff. Great leadership, command of the offense. Nothing, you know, looks like it's goofed up when they get up there. Even the other night, I mean, he, took a timeout, I thought, and it was a good timeout. I mean, you know, they weren't getting lined up the right way. Why rush it? Call the timeout. They had three left early in the first half at that point in time. Really looks like he's in control, though. The ball's going to the right spot, you can tell. And I think the ball is out a lot quicker. It just seems to me the ball is out a lot quicker. Now, I have not seen any of that padding of the ball. I know he worked on that. I know he's worked on his footwork and getting back quicker. It all just seems to be working for him right now. I'm sure it's a great feeling for him.
The more compact delivery, all of those things. He just looks like a better quarterback all the way around. You get the feel that he's comfortable in his own skin being the quarterback of this team, being someone who runs an offense that agrees with him. But I think bigger than that, just the idea that he has to be a commander,
right,
and that it fits with him. A year ago, not so much.
Right. And very well could have been, Vic, that the offense wasn't a good fit for him at that time. And it really is showing a lot of evidence that that might have been the case. But go back to last Thursday night, everybody. He made all the throws. And that's what you want from a quarterback. And I think that's what they're trying to do here in the preseason. Not necessarily game planning for the Lions or the Rams before them, and maybe not even for the Colts coming up this week, and certainly not for the Bears the week after that. Okay, they'll start to shift into a Miami game plan. So what you do is you go in and try and do the things that you need to get done, and I think they give him throws that they want to see if he can make. That ball that he dropped in the bucket, as they say, down the sideline to Gordon was a thing of beauty. It was a great catch in the other end, but the ball was in a perfect spot. Yeah. He made another good throw down the other sideline to Gordon a little bit earlier in the game. The throw to Cameron, not in the end zone, the one in the middle of the field where Cameron went up, was a terrific throw, though.
And if you see that on replay, he gets it just over the defender who's got some hops. Yep. So the defender's getting up there. He drops it over his head. And then, of course, Jordan has to leave his feet, and he's got that basketball skill.
Yep.
And he makes the grab, too. So it's a great grab. But frankly, the throw was where it had to be to avoid being knocked down or intercepted.
Absolutely. And I don't know that he got an opportunity to throw that kind of ball last year. And I know that there was a lot of talk with him last year that he had to get used to having a tight end. They really didn't have one at Oklahoma State. But, boy, he's gotten used to Jordan Cameron preseason. I mean, they have got a good vibe going. Now, I thought the first throw in the end zone, the first touchdown pass, terrific throw. Great throw in the back line. You know, if Cameron's not going to catch it, nobody else is going to get it.
Right.
And the second one was rather easy. I mean, he did a great job. He was wide open, and he zinged it in there. I mean, he made all the throws the other night.
Yeah, he made the ones of high velocity with deep accuracy.
Mm-hmm.
He made the shorter ones that had to have some touch and accuracy. It just looked like, again, everything he did felt right to him. You never thought for a second he was hesitating or doing, even when he threw the ball away, when he made the throwaway
into
play,
the,
which was
bench.
Intelligent.
Right,
and that's a play you wouldn't have seen from him, I don't think, as often last year.
No, I think he would have tried to squeeze that in somewhere,
And
he might have thrown it across his body down over the middle of the field, and a safety will jump in front of that. I mean, they're waiting for you to do that.
So the question that begs to be answered by us, I think, is did Rob Chudzinski work a pretty good psychological game on this kid, in the sense that he says last week, or he says prior to that game against Detroit, he's not ready to name a starter, competition is close, and basically puts about as much heat as we've seen specifically from Chudzinski on his starting quarterback. He puts some mental pressure on him, is the term I've been using, and it worked because Whedon responded, has Whedon been so dialed in, say, from the time that he started off-season workouts, that this is just a continuation of that? Where do you come down on those two things? How much of a factor is what Rob said last week on what we saw on the field Thursday night?
I think that if you're going to be the quarterback of the Browns, and in this case, that's where we live now, I think if you're going to be the quarterback of the Browns, it's an everyday process. It's an everyday job. You're not the quarterback of the Browns on Sunday or this Saturday night when you play. You're not the quarterback of the Browns. You're the quarterback of the Browns every day. And I think Brandon Whedon is facing the everydayness of the job. And the everydayness of the job, even on a light football day, you're still in the news, and the topic is, you know, hey, the competition is close. There's no separation, really, between the three quarterbacks. Now, a lesser guy would say, well, my goodness, I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm putting up huge numbers, 5 scores in 6 drives, no interceptions. I mean, a quarterback rating that's off the charts right now in preseason. Why aren't they naming me as the definitive starting quarterback? And I think that they are testing him, and I think it's an everyday process to get him ready. Is he going to be ready every Wednesday? Is he going to be ready every Thursday? If he has a bad practice on Thursday, does he come back on Friday? Or, like last year, is it just going to be, well, listen, I know I'm the starting quarterback. I mean, I know I'm the guy. They drafted me in the first round. And I'm not saying he thought that.
Yeah.
But that was the proposition that was laid out in front of him last year. And it's very different this year. He has to play through the week and then play in the game. And it's an everyday process.
We want to hear from you, by the way, 216-578-0850, 216-578-0850, if you want to give us your thoughts on Brandon Whedon. I mean, we can say here that he's done it, right? There should be no doubt at any point. There was no doubt, I don't think, going into that Detroit game, but after that Detroit game, I think the time is upon us very soon that Rob Chudzinski names him the starter.
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, I think that's coming. It will probably come Maybe it will come this week. Who knows? I mean, this is all new to Rob Chudzinski, too. I mean, you know, this is his first time as a head coach and how he wants to do it. And offensively, what they're doing, some very good things. And a lot of those good things are centered around Brandon Whedon and what he has done so far. And when that first unit has been in there, they have looked very, very cohesive all the way through. Now, leading up to the Rams game, I don't know if it was as definitive as a lot of people, you know, think it is right now. I mean, I don't know. If he had laid an egg in the first game against St. Louis, there would have been a lot of worry around town about him. And how would he have handled that? So far, he's handled everything well, but everything's been positive. Now, if they go in and they stub their toe and they're 3-and-out in Indianapolis on Saturday night, that will be interesting, too. How will Whedon handle that?
Yeah, because that game is your tune-up. That's the third preseason game. And you play that by giving your starters work, not just through halftime, but even into the third quarter, it could be, depending on how Rob Chudzinski wants to approach it. But it's at least a half, full half for the starters.
Right.
And you've got some complicating factors here. You've got a starting cast that'll go into that game, a cast that'll go into the game, I should say, without some key people. Mm-hmm. And it starts with that offensive line.
Yeah.
Now you're down to a third string right guard in Garrett Gilkey, the rookie. How can he handle himself? I know they'll rotate some other people in there, but that's a question mark. And, again, how will that affect things regarding Brandon Whedon? How will it affect Whedon not having Deion Lewis there as a third down specialist who can open some things up? Even though Trent Richardson's going to play, I don't know what he's going to get in terms of time. I don't want him to get a heavy load. But the deal that they had before was you give Richardson a little time and then turn it over to Deion Lewis, and he's doing all kinds of fun stuff for you. That's off the shelf or off the table now because of Lewis's injury.
Yeah. Well, and Ndamukong Suh is not playing in this game on Saturday night, so I feel a little bit better that Richardson could go in there and get through the game. Here's the thing I think we're going to find out as we go forward here. How good were our guards? You know, because really, at this time last year, it was Pinkston and Laval. Those were the two starting guards. And then, of course, Pinkston got ill during the season and lost the remainder of the year. And Greco went in and played very, very well. And so well, in fact, that he ended up getting a very nice contract, and good for John to do that. But it looked like John was going to start anyway this year. Didn't you think so? That the battle had then shifted to the right side.
Yes.
And I think that we're going to find out, how good were our guards? Were they holding us back? You know, there are some people that say this, and I think my broadcast partner on the radio side would be one of them, and Doug Deacon, that felt that the two guards, when it was Laval and Pinkston, did not give the Browns any bend to the outside in their running game because they just weren't built for that. They weren't pulling guards. It wasn't Eric Steinbach in there leading Trent Richardson around the corner how he did so well when he was here. So I think that that's one thing we're going to find out. And I think the kid Gilkey is a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
He really is. I mean, he's done very, very well. And every snap that he gets, Vic, is just in the right direction for him. And in the right direction for the Browns, if down the road he is going to be a guy.
Let's hear what Norv Turner, the Browns' offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach, had to say about Brandon Whedon's progress so far.
I'm excited what Brandon's been able to do. The thing that we've spent a lot of time working on is trying to find out the things that he does best and combine them with the things that our players do best. And a lot of the things that we do on the practice field, it's not experimental, but there's a process you go through to get everyone on the same page. And hopefully when we get into games, we're able to feature the things that all our guys do best and the things they do together. And through the preseason action that Brandon's had, we've been able to do that. And we've had a lot of guys playing well, and he's taking advantage of the way they're playing.
You know, this speaks to that point about Brandon Whedon's comfort level and understanding of what he's doing, not only in learning and knowing this new offense, but in year two as a quarterback, his big picture understanding also of the league. And you're hearing the coordinator basically say that this is what he is saying: we can give him more, right?
Yeah.
He understands more. Right. He's what he can handle, and you just keep loading up that stuff, the new stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's very encouraging.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think that they're really, you know, giving him tests all the way through to find out, you know, what he can do and what he can handle. Now, I think there are two areas there. What can he handle mentally and what can he handle physically? And the physical part, I think, is what we saw improve, I thought, over the Rams game to the Lions game, and I thought he was terrific in the Rams game, but I thought in the Lions game he was even better making those throws that we talked about a few minutes ago, and that is that this guy, they're finding out a comfort level what he does well. What he does well is he can really throw the football.
Sure.
You know, and he can throw it. He can get you downfield, which plays to what they want to do anyway. I mean, they don't want to nibble. I think they like chunk plays, don't they? I mean, that's how
they love chunk plays.
That's how they describe themselves. We get it in chunks, and I think he can give it to you. And I think it's been a good marriage. It's been the perfect situation for him to come in and play under this coaching staff and into this offense.
I don't think there's any denying. We'll see how far this takes Whedon and takes this team. But the limited perspective that we can give, and I say that because it's based only on offseason training camp and a couple of preseason games, there's still much more of a story to go here, to tell here. But to this point, I don't think there's any denying that you've got a much happier quarterback who I think looks forward to coming to work to be part of this. I don't know last year, and I don't think I'm going on much on a limb, that there were days he probably dreaded the idea of having to work in that scheme, but the professional that he was, he didn't harp on that. Mm-hmm. You didn't hear him whine about it because he knew that wasn't going to win him anything. And he also knew he's being harshly judged as a starting quarterback. So whatever he says, if he says, well, this offense doesn't really fit me, the rest of us could say that and observe that. But I just think there's a different guy functioning here. It's showing up in his play. And let's see where it goes.
Yeah, I think last year is behind him. I think he's glad it's behind him. I think the biggest thing he took out of last year, he played in 15 games. And that's helped him coming into this season. Whether or not that offense, you know, worked for him or not, and it heavily looks like it didn't, the fact of the matter is that the thing they can use the most from last year with him is that he was in there. He played 15 games before he finally succumbed to that injury in Denver and missed the last game. And that's the most positive thing that came out of last year for him.
All right. We are going to have Gerard Cherry with us at about 1:40. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. 216-578-0850. You can also tweet us. Tweet this show at Browns_daily. Your questions, your comments. What do you think about Brandon Whedon? And you think the time is upon us, maybe, for him to officially be named the starting quarterback of the Browns heading into this third preseason game Saturday. It's a day off for players here in Berea, but not for this show. Vic Carucci, Jim Donovan will be with you for, well, about another hour and 45 here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR.